The Torah, as begins this week's parasha of Yichuli Truma, quotes the pasuk, "Ahu d'ksiv ki lekach toiv nosati lachem terasu atazayvu." The Chesh of Sofer explains that the Medrash is trying to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to build a Mishkan, to build and construct all the kelim of the Mishkan, all the various vessels that were used in the Mishkan. But as the pasuk says, the purpose for all of this was because v'asoli migdash v'shechanti b'saicham. And as the Medrash teaches us, b'saichai loy nemar, the Shechina wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it was b'saicham in each one of us. And he continues to explain. The pasuk says, k'chol ha'shni mara isoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, as I show to you, as Tavnas HaMishkav, as Tavnas Kol Kalev, I show you the model, I show you how the Mishkan should be erected, or the Kalim should be built, the Chayin Tasu. What does the Pasuk mean to say? He says the Pasuk means to say that just like we are supposed to use the Mishkan and its Kalim as a model of how we are to live, the Moshe Rabbeinu was already at that point. K'chol ashni mara oisach, I look at Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the example of an individual who has inculcated the lessons of the Mishkan and has inculcated what it takes to be able to be a place for the Shekhinah to rest. He has learned the lesson of the Mishkan. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu charges us, v'chein tasu, we should do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu learned the lesson of the Mishkan and its Kalim, how to live his life, v'chein tasu, we should do the same. And how did Moshe Rabbeinu get to that point? How does a person get to the point that he could serve in the same way and he could be an example of what a Mishkan is supposed to be? What a place of the Shekhinah is supposed to be. Teaches us the Medrash. Ahu d'ksiv, ki lekach toiv nosati lachem taros al tazoivu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah and connected himself to Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was the one that brought and taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. A person who learns Torah, a person who teaches Torah, becomes the individual who could become the Mishkan, could become the resting place for the Shekhinah. But I saw that Rav Shmuel Rizovsky Zatzal says that our parasha teaches us if Torah is what is so necessary to be able to be the Kli Kibul, to be able to be the vessel to receive the Shekhinah, what element of learning Torah brings that to us? So he says, when we look at the Mishkan, and we think about Torah in the Mishkan, we obviously think about the Aron HaKodesh. And the Torah says regarding the Aron HaKodesh, V'noyadati lecha shom, V'dibarti itcha me'al hakapiros, V'pnei shnei kruvim. There were two kruvim that were on top of the Aron, and the Torah says we have to place those two kruvim on top of the Aron. And Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that will be the place from where I speak to you. Bibein shnei akruvim. The Gemara Masechet Sukkah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, said, what did the kruvim look like? The kruvim looked like young children. What is unique about a young child? What's unique about a young child is that he's ready to listen. He's ready to absorb. Young children are like sponges that absorb so much. In order for us to learn the lesson of the Torah, and learn the lesson, and therefore become like Moshe Rabbeinu, the receptacles of the Shekhinah, to become the model of what a Shekhinah is supposed to look like, we have to have in us the characteristic of Kruvim, of young children, those who are willing to accept and listen and hear the Dvar Hashem. The Mishnah Perkei Avos says, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, Ezu Chacham Haloimim Mikol Adam. Who is the wise man? The person who learns from everybody, Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Mikol Melandei Hiskalti. From everyone I can learn. And the Sefer, Kishashanim Suga, says that every person has two eyes, a right eye and a left eye. And each one of our eyes are made up of the white and the dark, the pupil. What is the lesson? The lesson is that when we look at somebody else, we could look at him with our right eye. We could look at him favorably. Or we could look at him with our left eye. We could look at him unfavorably. So first we should try to look with the right eye. Then, even after we're already looking, focus on the white. Focus on the positive, not on the negative. So he says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in this week's parasha. Daber Abnei Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, V'yichu li truma, learn from me. V'yichu li, learn from me. I could look unfavorably at times at people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind and benevolent to us. V'yichu li truma, what the lesson you should learn from me is me'ez kol ish ashi advenu libay tichu trumasi. If you find a person, even if the person is not perfect, but the person, me'ez kol ish ashi advenu libay, you find a person that has within him greatness. You find a person that has within him the ability to yichu li truma, to want to do l'shem shamayim, that want to do for Hashem and his Torah. Me'ez kol ish, look at every person and look at the whole person. And even if there are parts of the person that aren't perfect, but look at the whole person. Look at the white. Look at the right eye. And if you will live that way, Yitichu es Trumasi, you will learn the lesson of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfaces with us. And that's how we will be able to become better people and people that will be able to be connected to the Torah. And ultimately, people that just like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shechina rested on him, the Shechina will be able to rest on us.